Chevra, I want to learn with you today what is one of my favorite Rambams. Rambam, Hilchos Tamei Torah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Ches. Ko Ish Mi Yisrael Chayiv B'Talmud Torah. Everyone has an obligation to learn Torah. Bein Ani, Bein Ashir, Bein Shalem B'Gufo, Bein Ba Yisurim. Whether you're poor or wealthy, whether you're healthy or ill, bein bachur, bein shayizakin, young, old, bein shayizakin, gadol shatasha koychay, afilu hayani amisparnis minatztaka umechaz ha'psachim. Even if you're a poor person who mamish has to go door to door to get handouts, va'afilu bal isha ubanim, and even if you're married and you have kids, still chayav lekboi lozman. Right? No matter who you are, you have to set time to learn day and night. So it's a beautiful Rambam. Everybody has to learn day and night. It says, "V'hagisa bo yomam v'layla." Just a few diyukim in the Rambam. The Rambam L'cha'ora is going from the smaller chiddush to the bigger chiddush, right? So everyone has to learn Torah, whether you're a Shalem Begufo or Baal Yisurim, right? In other words, a Baal Yisurim is a bigger Chiddush that you have to learn Torah, even though you're in pain, you're sick, you're not well, still you have to learn. Bachor Ben Shayazakin Gadol Shatasha Kaychay, right? Young or an old person who mamish has no kochos left, the bigger Chiddush is that even the old person with no kochos left still has to learn. If that's correct, so in the beginning of the Rambam, that everyone has to learn Torah, bein ani bein ashir, the bigger chiddush is that the ashir has to learn Torah rather than the ani. No? It's a bigger chiddush for an ashir to have to learn Torah. I think we all see this in our own lives, like einenu haro'os, that sometimes a person, for all of the right intentions, really comes back from Eretz Yisrael and is into learning, and then they go to Sisyphus, and then they get the job at the top company, whatever, and then at some point, you're not going to have time to learn, no? The Rambam says the bigger chiddush is not that the ani has to learn, it's not that the guy who went to yeshiva college has to learn, it's that the ashir, the guy who went to Sims, has to learn. That's the bigger chiddush in the Rambam, no? And that's the first nekuda in the Rambam. Next nekuda in the Rambam. The Gemara says that you have to be kivei hazman b'yayimu b'layla. And the Gemara in both Menachos and at the beginning in the Dorim says that you're yotzei the kriyas hazman b'yayimu b'layla. You're yotzei that with kriyas meshul shachris v'arvis. Right? There's like a bare minimum of Talmud Torah. And that bare minimum is Kriyashma morning and night. And that goes Maimon, he quotes this over here, no? That goes Maimon, he quotes that if it's a Sha'os, Techukos, Biyosir or something, it's very difficult. So you can be Yosir, your daily obligation to Talmud Torah, by Kriyashma Shachris for Arvis, as I state in the Hagos Maimini, based on the Gemara. For some reason, the Rambam left out that you could be Yotze with Kriyas Shema Shachris v'Arvis. Why would that be? So what you're suggesting, I think, is that we're learning Rambam now as part of Musar rather than Halacha. If I want to do halacha, I give you the bare minimum. But if I want to do musar, so it's like an aspiration, if it's an aspiration of how much you should learn, so I shouldn't say the bare minimum to learn, because that goes against the aspiration. Am I reading too much into what you said?
Slightly. I mean, I'm not sure I'm not saying that also, but I was saying more that this halacha class is really talking about what the time, like, when you should do it, not what counts.
Okay. So the Rambam is saying just that you should learn day and night. But the Rambam says more than you should learn, no? Notice if I say Kriya Shema Shacharis for Arvis, that's about the substance of learning. And you're saying the Rambam is just saying that I need to learn. So we're talking about when it's a chayav. Okay. However, by the way, it's worth noting, I think everything you're saying is probably correct. I just want to add another nakuda here. That the Rambam also writes that you have to be koyveya lozman biyomu balayla. I'm a big fan, by the way. Guys sometimes come to YU and they say, oh, you know, last year I was in Israel and I was learning 46 1/4 hours a day, and now I'm going to have a night seder, I'm going to go to 1 o'clock in the morning, whatever. And very often that falls apart really quickly, especially when midterms comes, that falls apart. The Rambam is not saying how much you have to learn. Chayav likbo alo zman biyomu balayla. You need a kaviyus. You need a zman of learning. Right? Morning seder, givaldik. You need a kaviyus biyomu balayla. Make sure you have some sort of night seder, even if it's just like 10-15 minutes. Like you read a chapter, Maseilas Yesharim, you do a section, the Mishnah Berurah, whatever you want to do. But that kaviyus for the Rambam, that's really the din of v'hagisa bo yomam v'layla, that you have to think about learning day and night. That idea of having a kaviyus really brackets the day, and it transforms the entire day into something very different, something more special. The makar for this Rambam, by the way, that everyone has an obligation to learn, is really a gemara in Yuma Daf Lamed. Hey. The Gemara says that Hillel was Mechayiv as Ha'aniyim. Remember the story? It's like a kid's story that they tell. I actually read this to my son bedtime, like not so long ago, about, you know, how Hillel was so poor he couldn't afford the money to get into yeshiva. Still, he wanted to hear the shiurim that Shmaya Naftali in the giving. So he climbed up to the skylight, and then there's like a whole snow, and the snow's on top of Hillel. And they end up like heating up a fire to keep him alive on Shabbos. A beautiful Gemara. Hillel's mechayev aniyim. Don't say that you're so poor that you can't learn. No, Hillel learned. Rebbe Elazar ben Charsim is mechayev hashirim. These are all things in the Gemara. Bal Yisurim has to learn. The makor for this is probably the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin says chash berosho yasek b'tayra. No, you have a headache. What should you do? So learn Torah. The joke about this, of course, is that if you have a headache, so you learn. You learn, you realize, Pashat, I don't have a head. I can't understand the Taisis, the Rambam. I can't figure it out. I don't have a head. Oh, if you don't have a head, how do you have a headache? Chosh Berosh or Yasek Petar, right? It's a yeshiva bachar shtikl Torah. It's not bad. So that's what the... that's what the source is, that even if you buy Yisum, you have to learn them. Siv ublale, the Mishnah and other says, you get old, Torah should stay with you. There's nothing more beautiful than seeing like the old Jew in shul, who like is kovei azman, who really learns. The Gemara says, even if you have children, it sounds like the biggest chiddush of all. Afilu, right? As the Rambam say, the last one on the list is afilu bal isha ubanim, has to learn Torah. Don't think that like once you're going to be married and you have a family, it's going to be easier. It's not going to be easier. As you get older and you have more responsibilities, it's even harder to learn. You have to find time to learn. It's not just finding time. If you say you'll find time, you'll never find time, the Mishnah tells me. What it has to be is I have to make the time. I have to be kleveya zman. I think that enough muster for today. Okay, Shepherd.